Well, a trigger warning if you're an English soccer fan. It has been decided and it is not coming home.
And Argentina, the world champions, are going to the 2026 final.
Argentina victorious in their encounter with England earlier this morning. That means that Spain will now face Argentina in the FIFA Men's World Cup final on Monday morning, Australian time.
Oh, and England are in trouble. And maybe through Lautaro Martinez, they're going out to the semi-final stage. It's been header after header after header, and this one finds the back of the net.
Yes, Lautaro Martinez heading home Lionel Messi's decisive 92-minute cross for a 2-1 victory over the Three Lions. Thank you to SBS for that audio. Well, watching on this morning, former Socceroo Paul Wade, who spent the first 11 years of his life in England. Paul, good morning to you. Where were your allegiances sitting this morning?
Well, you know what? I was speaking to relatives in England a couple of days ago. They were really cautious, but they were dreaming that it was coming home because football association football was born in England, so they're always singing that. And I had a lot of empathy with them, but I thought to myself, you know what? Lionel Messi is going to end up the GOAT. He'll surpass what Maradona and Pelé did. He'll be standing there on his own. He'll score a goal. But he assisted with the goal. So I reckon I'm right.
Close enough. England were looking confident early on. I had it on the TV in the studio looking out the corner of my eye. It was looking good earlier. What do you think got Argentina home in the momentum that they had for the remainder of the match?
Yeah, honestly, that first half was boring. Nobody had a shot on target in the first half. In a semi-final of the World Cup, you think they'd be shooting from anywhere. But boy, did it explode in that second half. When they scored that goal, I thought, here they go. And I couldn't believe it. From that point, Thomas Tuchel, their manager, changed three out of the four, five back or defenders. You're kidding me. He's put on three new defenders. And it's quite ironic that the winning goal was headed between the two new defenders that had gone on. So they hadn't caught up to the speed of the game. They're jumping or to try and head the ball away. And some Argentinian sneaks between them and gets the winner in the 85th minute.
Do you think those changes in the defensive lineup will be much debated in the days ahead?
Oh, he will be dragged from one end of the field to the other by this English media. You know what they're like. They're looking for a story and they've got one right there. If you win, it's all about the striker and how great England football is. And if you lose, right, let's pick a fullback or a coach. Easy target, the coach.
What do you think about the level of negativity, the threats and so on that are made now via social media to football managers and players when they lose at this level?
I blame the media, the newspapers. Well, back in the day it was newspapers. I remember going to a press conference after we played England. We got beat 1-0. We scored the goal for them. I went to my first press conference. The journalist in front of me, English, said, Paul, what did you think of England? And I said, oh, you know what? I didn't think they were that good tonight, to tell you the truth, because we're part-time footballers. Next day, in the newspapers, in England, massive headline. It said, I don't give a... And you know the 4X's for 4X beer? Mm. They've used that as a substitute for a four-letter word. I don't give a... It, 4X's for England. All I said was, oh, I didn't think they were that good tonight. They will do anything for a headline. As soon as that happens, it gives all the trolls a chance to pick a fight, and that's it. And you know what? Players often say, oh, it's just part of the job. Well, you know what? It must grind away with you. It must affect your family, which is, affects you. So they put on a brave face, these professional footballers, but it must hurt.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with former Socceroo Paul Wade. Let's look ahead now, Paul. This now sets up a tantalising final between Spain and Argentina. This is the current champions of Europe and South America. These are very passionate and proud footballing nations. Is this also a dream final for FIFA as well?
Gee, FIFA are going to cop it no matter what happens at the end of this World Cup. But, yeah, this is where they want to. There's all sorts of talk and people saying, oh, Messi was protected. And the game between Argentina and Egypt, oh, he shouldn't have scored that goal. He should have scored this. Well, yeah, it's the perfect fire to light up this whole competition. Lionel Messi at one end and Lamine Yamal and an 18-year-old who's just setting the world on fire at the other end. Wow, classic. And I'm going to go for Spain. I know I've got every single guess wrong in this World Cup, but I'm just going to put my name on the, or my head on the chopping block and say Spain.
If we're looking too much earlier in the tournament, and that is when the green and gold was out there for Australia, how should Australia and the Socceroos view this tournament and Australia's performance?
I'm giving them a 6 out of 10. I can't accept the fact that we can't get a victory in a knockout stage with the quality of players. It's the second youngest squad we've ever sent to a World Cup, but we had talent enough to win that game. And again, we questioned the, Tony Popovich's selections and the positions that he plays those players on the ground. So frustrating. Another lesson, maybe in 4 years' time we'll get it right. Considering the golden generation of 2006, they had 8 years together. These guys have had 2 years. So who knows? On paper, we'll look good for the future. But right now, as a coach, as a former player, we go, what's going on?
Paul, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
The pleasure is mine. See ya.